If you haven't heard yet, multiple people were hacked during the ALGS Live. Things like wall hacks and aimbot were being turned on and off in the middle of their matches. Obviously, Epic came out and said it isn't their anti-cheat that had the exploit in it. Again, we're still waiting to see if they come up with how exactly people were able to get in and hack these streamers live while they were playing. Obviously, they had to stop the matches and they postponed those regional finals for a later date. In this 10th season of Overwatch 2, they are finally getting rid of the premium characters. They will be available. All new and previous characters will be available to everybody. I hated the fact that they did that. It seems very pay-to-play or pay-to-win type of scheme. So it's good to see that. They're also going to be adding a Mythic shop in there as well. So past and present future Mythic skins will be in this new Mythic store. Final Fantasy XIV hits Game Pass March 21st. That's here in a couple of days. We're getting a little more information about it. It's going to be available to the core and ultimate subscribers. It'll come with the base game along with some other perks, some of the DLCs that have come after it as well. Those will be free until April 19th. They are creating a new currency, however, though, and I'm guessing that will be for future DLCs that are going to be exclusive for these Game Pass players. So I might have to hop into it. It's one that I've seen other people play. I just never got into it. I'm not about that subscription life, but this might be an incentive to play. And that'll do it for your gaming news. Don't forget, subscribe to the podcast or our YouTube channel, or you can hit me up on the socials at Smitty2447. I hope you have an amazing evening, and we'll see you tomorrow.